Retracing his steps, he stomped up to the front door, started to knock, but caught himself. Maybe I should get my ass home. Yet he couldn't. He knocked lightly. The curtain came back on the window and he waved at her. He thought she might tell him to go away, but instead she opened the door and stuck her head out. Did you forget something? Yeah, I did. Can you come out here for a moment? She hesitated a second before she stepped onto the porch. Eli, what's this all about? Before he lost his bravery, he snaked his arm around her waist and dragged her against him, causing her breath to hiss from her lungs. Her arms went limp at her sides. She looked at him as if he'd lost his mind. This, he whispered. Lowering his mouth, he kissed her, plunging his tongue between her lips and tasting the heaven that awaited him. The kiss was wild and fast, but then he slowed to a turtle's crawl as he explored her sweet, lovely lips. When her arms wound up around his shoulders, he let out a moan. Her tongue met his in hungry invitation, wet, warm, and inviting. In all truth, he hadn't meant to allow himself to linger. He'd intended to give her a quick kiss as a statement, yet she tasted like heaven, and need kept him frozen in place.